97.9 WSPT, Rick and April on this Friday morning. It is the 8th day of August, and if you've been with us this morning, you know it's our last morning show. I guess I finally decided to semi-retire, okay?
Changes life.
Not going away, but we've got such good people here. I get to do less and enjoy. For those people who are retired, you know what it's like. I talked to a friend of mine once, and I said, what is retirement like? And he said, Rick, it's like 6 days in a row, six Saturdays, followed by a Sunday. I said, boy, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds nice.
We want to thank a couple of our listeners for reaching out and sharing their thoughts this morning on our last day.
Arnie, thank you very much for listening. He's been a longtime listener and a friend, and helped us out with some things around the office. And Marilyn gave us a call. We're like family to her. You know what, Marilyn? You're like family to us, too.
Oh, you bet. Thank you, Marilyn. It was really nice to hear from you. So 55 years ago, this is a kid from Canton, Ohio, who grew up following his father, who was the dean of Ohio Sportscasters. Dad was a founding member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So I grew up getting to watch my father in his broadcast career. He was a sports director, so that's what he did. He did sports. Like me, he graduated from Kent State University, ahead of me, of course. I followed my father in his footsteps in so many ways. I didn't take the path of sports broadcasting. It's interesting. I did play-by-play in my early years, but for whatever reason, I chose, instead of following Dad's path on sports broadcasting.
Sure.
And by the way, he was the backup voice for the Cleveland Browns and the Cleveland Indians.
Wow.
Because they so admired Dad and they wanted him to be the full-time voice. But Dad didn't want to leave his hometown of Canton, Ohio and his family and have them on the road traveling all the time, as he'd be going to games, etc., and possibly living in Cleveland or whatever. He so loved Canton, Ohio. It's a beautiful city. It's a Hall of Fame city. So I got a chance to watch my dad. I would go to football games on a Friday night with him, and while he's broadcasting the game, I would just sit there and watch the game. And I can remember meeting Pete Rozelle one time. Pete came up into the booth, the commissioner of the NFL, and that was a thrill to meet Pete Rozelle, because Dad met all the celebrities in sports. They were all interviewed by Dad. And then when they started to talk about having a Football Hall of Fame, Canton, Ohio said, that should be us, because that's where football began, with Jim Thorpe and the Canton Bulldogs. So they threw their hat in the ring, and Dad was on the founding committee to win that. He was the historian for football. He knew all the stories. He knew about the greats of early football. He knew the greats of today's football, and he helped win that franchise and came to Canton, Ohio. And for the first 25 years of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, if you've ever gone to the induction ceremony, Dad was the master of ceremonies for the first 25 years, and he's the guy that got to introduce and welcome the greats of football, like Vince Lombardi, into the Hall of Fame. So it was just a treat to follow my father in his footsteps. I could have gone totally like him, play-by-play. One of Dad's good friends, who we played baseball against, was Jack Buck, the great national broadcaster. And then, of course, you know Jack's son is Joe Buck, who's a national sportscaster. I suppose I could have followed that path. Who knows if I would have been good enough to reach that level?
Sure.
But you know what? That's the greatness of America. You can do almost anything you set your mind to. So I was very fortunate to have a great role model for a father. And my broadcast career followed it, as I went to Kent State University, a broadcast major, and then entered broadcasting on air, and eventually in sales, and eventually in ownership, thanks to my father.
Here we are.
A great role model. And here we are today, the proud caretakers of great radio stations, including WSPT. Well, one of the things we get to do is we get to play some of our favorite music on the radio. And April and I have often said, if we could go to one concert, this would be one of the ones that we go to. And that would be to see Phil Collins.
For sure.
And one of my favorite Phil Collins songs is playing now. The Commodores. On 97.9 WSBT. Got a little frog in my voice this morning.
I hate that right before we go out.
Oh, I know. Where did that come from? Go away. Yeah. 7:54, 97.9 WSBT. One of the joys of broadcasting is the great people you get to work with over the years. And I was so blessed when I first bought the radio stations in 1987. I was so fortunate that Z100, a great radio station in Eau Claire, was one of the four radio stations I bought. And we had the most wonderful morning show. And a dear friend, even today, Max McCartney, and he's on the phone right now. Max, good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing great. So Max was our morning show. I can remember one April Fool's Day, Max McCartney told his audience, you know that little foot lever that came on cars all those years ago? You push that little foot lever and it's not on the floors anymore. Well, you got to go back today and get that reinstalled.
Right. And some younger people probably still have no idea what we're talking about, right?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure they don't. I was blessed to have friends like Max McCartney on our radio station. Max was honored and the station was honored. Max was Personality of the Year in the nation, and we were there in Dallas for him to accept that award. I think Rick Dees was the master of ceremonies, and I still have that picture today. Max, you reached the pinnacle. You were voted the best.
Well, thank you. I couldn't have done it without you, Rick, and you're a true broadcaster and always have been and have supported people in the business. And Rick Dees was joined by Tanya Tucker. I got to meet both of them. But there's a lot of big hitters in the room that a lot of pressure, but makes you want to do better and be better.
Well, I can remember when Max moved on in his career, which was a very sad day. He went on and eventually became the morning show at one of America's great radio stations, The Loop in Chicago. And I was so proud of him because that's like reaching the pinnacle of broadcasting, being in one of the top three cities in the United States.
That was truly a gift. It really was. And we enjoyed that right up until, you know, the business side as well, Rick, as an owner, right up until that radio station was sold to a new company and then they cleaned all of us out. But working there was a dream, and that was The Loop in Chicago, which is no longer. But The Loop is an infamous rock and roll radio station, made a lot of history. And it was fantastic. Got to work in the Hancock on the 37th floor. And when you're doing your morning show looking out over Lake Michigan, you're like, this is not a bad job.
I wish I would have come visit you someday just to look out over the vista.
You've got beautiful country up there, too. Don't get me wrong. I miss Wisconsin, quite frankly. It's very pretty, especially this time of year. Yeah, it was nice, but it was all because of people like you giving me a shot. And I will be eternally grateful for that. I really would. You gave me a shot on that morning show with Mike Sullivan, our dear friend, and Jeff Day, and a bunch of people. Jeff's actually from the Stevens Point area. He grew up there. His family's probably, I think he still has family in the area there. But it was just a blessing, and I appreciate it so much. And here on your last day with April, your last show anyway, before semi-retirement, I just wanted to call in and wish you the absolute best.
Well, thank you very much, Max. I truly tell Eva, I'm blessed with the dear friends that I have, and you're right up there among the best, Max.
Well, thank you. Likewise. Feeling right back at you. I need to come up there and maybe hit some balls into the woods with you sometime.
I would love that. Let's make sure we do that, okay?
Okay. All the best to you.
Thank you, Max. Great to hear from you.
You bet.
Max McCartney, one of the great broadcasters of all time. I was so fortunate that we had a chance to spend some time together. And as we were reminiscing yesterday, we both so wished that I still owned the Eau Claire stations, that he still could be there. And sometimes it all doesn't work out the way you want it. It's 7:59. We're sharing memories this morning. If you'd like to call in and say hello, we'd love to hear from you too, or just listen in and enjoy the morning. We've got more visits with more celebrities, and we'll share some more memories this morning. It's all coming up on 97.9
WSBT, Stevens Point, Wausau, your locally owned and operated Muzzy Broadcasting Station.